For Kentucky, November once meant tobacco money. Burley tobacco for cigarettes, cash money for the farm. But now many of the old warehouses are dark and cold. If you want to hear an auctioneer's chant, find a tape like this one from 20 years ago. And what happened to all those tobacco barns that once stood proudly on almost every farm? NPR's Noah Adams drove through central Kentucky to find out.
Go around a curve in the road, and there's another tobacco barn. Many of them are like old gentlemen, still handsome, but kind of falling in on themselves. Tobacco barns have lots of open spaces, and you can tell many are empty, but some have racks of golden, crisp leaves hanging inside. It is my intention on this trip to find out what happened after the decline. In the early 1990s in Kentucky, 60,000 farmers grew tobacco. Last year, maybe 10,000. I start by looking for a barn that is still active. At a farm in Henry County alongside the Kentucky River, there was smoke in the air and trucks and wagons and a couple of dogs, and I was welcomed into the stripping room.
You ever seen any tobacco strip?
I've never seen tobacco strip. Never.
The tobacco stalks are ready on the stripping table. The leaves, and they look like giant romaine lettuce, will be pulled off. But at the moment, there's too much smoke in the air.
Oh, because they're fixing the stovepipe.
Oh.
They've been having a time with it.
This is Regina Sharp. She'll be stripping and hauling to market tobacco from several farms. Her daughters, 6 and 8, help out sometimes. Their real contribution is laughter. The adult crew will be at this until maybe the middle of January.
We have about 52,000 pounds left to strip. Three people, that's, you know, a long time.
You said something about the way the air was after a long day in the stripping room. It burned your nose? Tell me about
that. Oh, yeah. Well, it's just from the tobacco. You know, like if it's real dry and you got the stove going, it's like your nose just is on fire. You know, that's most people that get sick in the stripping room is they have some kind of upper respiratory infection, which is usually bronchitis.
You get to looking at the tobacco barns and realize they mostly all look alike. And I heard about an antique store over in Nicholas County that had for sale what they called a pattern barn. It's a wooden scale model, 3 feet high. It would have fit in the back of a salesman's wagon. Take it right out to show the farmer. The antique dealer, Harold Dryden, believes this model is very old, and he's only seen this one.
I couldn't dream of it ever existed. I just thought they went out there and built a barn. I didn't know they built a sample.
The tobacco barns are meant for tobacco, as special as a red dairy barn is for cows. Tobacco hangs from wooden rails, one rail above the other, rising ever higher and higher. Mr. Dryden likes the accuracy and charm of his model and has it priced accordingly.
$1,000 firm.
My name is Betty King, and I live in northern Garrett County, which is just south of Lexington.
Betty King at the Saturday morning farmer's market in downtown Lexington. She sells herbal teas and lives in a tobacco barn. Bought the land and thought, why not fix up an apartment right in here?
Barns are so beautiful. I hate to see those disappear from the landscape.
What is the aroma like inside?
I don't get the tobacco smell, but I do look up at some of the rafters and see strays of tobacco from years past hanging down. You know, I feel good because it is part of a history, and I left as much as I could of the original tobacco room with the beam showing. People said, oh, paint those, Carmel. I said, no, because I think they're beautiful. I'm not a smoker and don't promote smoking, but I think there's part of that culture that I'm pleased, you know, to have it preserved right now as a place to live and talk to people about the culture and the history of tobacco.
Then Betty King, who sells the herbal tea, said, you got to meet the garlic people a few stalls down. And so I did and got an invitation. And the next day, I went to Madison County and drove 8 miles out Poosie Ridge.
I love all the tobacco barns on Poosie.
And Jean Pitches Keene especially loves her barn, which is in the summertime filled with garlic. Jean and Leo Keene raise more than 30 varieties of garlic and use the barn for drying. For a few months, it's garlic to the roof.
We harvest pretty much full time from the third week of May up until through June, if we need to, into July, but hopefully we're out of the ground by the end of June. It all comes to the tobacco barn.
And Jean, where do you put it?
It gets sorted first on this table here, mm-hmm. and then it gets tied up into hands, which are about 10 or 12 or 15 garlics all tied up real tight, and then it gets hung over a tobacco stick just like tobacco would and goes up, hangs on the rails just like tobacco.
Our final tobacco barn visit is to southern Ohio, not far from the river. It's John Ruthven's farm, and the buildings date back to 1830.
Come on inside, I'll show you what some of the timbers look like, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But you immediately get the feel of how open it is so that the air can come through and dry the tobacco.
John Ruthven has had a long career as a wildlife artist. He's well known for his paintings of birds in natural settings. And to his eye, this black tobacco barn is art.
What is it that appeals to you as a painter?
I love to open the door just as we did then and get this feeling of light piercing through here. And I've done a lot of paintings of different bird situations of light coming through here. And also, I'm steeped in the lore of the history of what made this country. And this is one of the things, to hand-build a barn like this and have the knowledge that something they did that long ago is still solid and strong.
For years and years, it was the tobacco money that made family farming possible in this part of Ohio and much of Kentucky. Cigarette smoking in the U.S. is now down 35% from 10 years ago. Imported tobacco comes in, especially from Brazil. No more price support programs. And so many farmers will grow vegetables for the markets, use the barn for garlic, or a restaurant, an art gallery, even as a place to live. Noah Adams, NPR News.